that the cause of happiness and the solution to our problems do not lie in knowledge of material things. So this is true, right? Because if the ability to solve our human problems and to find the lasting happiness we seek depended upon external developments of technology and material improvement, then we'd all be getting happier and happier all the time. But in fact, from one point of view, the opposite is happening. The opposite. So why? We're not being punished. We're just focusing on the wrong objects. We're ignoring spiritual practice. But changing our mind and becoming understanding that to solve my problems and to find the lasting happiness I seek depends upon internal development of a good heart, wisdom, inner peace. This doesn't mean we then are extreme and we abandon material conditions. It doesn't mean that. Okay, we need to be like middle way. Our problem right now is we're too extreme in material development. We're trying to solve our human problems and find lasting happiness through external technology and material development. This doesn't work. In fact, it makes things worse. But that doesn't mean we abandon material development and our technology altogether. We just realize that solving our human problems and finding happiness depends upon spiritual practice. But of course, we also have a physical human body. And for that, we need certain material conditions, like a comfortable home, clean water, clean environment, and so forth. We need our human relationships and all this, of course. But if we want to be happy with all those things, we better learn to develop a peaceful mind. Does that make sense? We're not abandoning our family, our relationships. We're not abandoning our jobs, our enjoyments. We're not even abandoning our material conditions. But we're no longer exaggerating them to be something they're not. They're not the method to solve our human problems. They're not the method to find lasting happiness. It's very clear. Then what is? Happiness and suffering are states of mind. And so their main causes are not to be found outside the mind. This is priceless knowledge, this. You know? Happiness and suffering are states of mind, and so their main causes are not to be found outside the mind. With wisdom, we understand that happiness is part of our mind that experiences inner peace. Isn't that beautiful? Happiness, this would be a good thing to remember from this teaching, you know? Happiness, we all want happiness. Happiness, this is true for everyone. Happiness is part of our mind that experiences inner peace. If our mind is peaceful, then our mind is happy. If our mind is happy, we're happy. But if our mind is not peaceful, if it's disturbed in any way, even if we have the very latest gadgets and beautiful material conditions, we still don't have happiness. We still feel like something's wrong, something's missing. And we're right, but it's not out there. It's in here. So because happiness and suffering are states of mind, their main causes. Happiness and suffering are effects. So what are the causes? The effects are in the mind. So the causes also must be within the mind, not outside the mind. This is amazing, you know? This is really extraordinary. Because then we're starting to see. Otherwise, we kind of give up, I think. Like, maybe when we're younger, we have all this, you know, all this hope, you know, that we can arrange things in our life and we'll find, you know, we'll find the happiness we want, and we will have the life we imagined. But then, because we always choose the wrong methods to solve our problems, and we choose the wrong methods to be happy, we're continually disappointed. And we kind of just at some point maybe lose hope, because we feel like, yeah, I mean, maybe this is kind of as good as it gets. You know, a little bit of happiness every once in a while, a lot of stress, a lot of worry, but at least I have some nice things, you know, like this. And that's so sad. I mean, I'm laughing at the you know, the fact that it can be so different. It's from one point of view, it's not funny, because it's so much suffering people experience, you know, and we have so much potential within us for happiness, so much, but we're always looking in the wrong place. So when we hear this kind of a teaching, we realize lasting happiness is not a Buddhist fantasy. We can actually accomplish this, but we need to establish the causes of happiness within our own mind. And we do this through spiritual practice in general, meditation in particular.